Glory to God. What is the answer today? It's Jesus the Christ, God Almighty. Amen. How do we get Him? Well, it's common sense. Seek Him with everything we have. Give Him everything we have. And Jesus' two commandments are so important. Do unto others as we would have them do unto us. You know, love your neighbor as yourself. You know, that's the greatest commandment. Love the Lord your God with all that you have. How do we love somebody? Well, we give ourselves to them, right? Amen. This series is called Both And because our great and awesome God is so awesome and glorious that He's our everything. He's our only thing. He's and everything in between. Like He's our all in all. He's so if you know we say, well, what's the key? Well, there's not one key because there's so many. He's our everything. You know, is it seeking Him with our whole heart? Is it the blood of Jesus? Amen. The blood of Jesus is a key. But it's just one of many. Is it giving ourselves to Him? Is it doing unto others? You know, the second commandment, the golden rule. Is it a broken and contrite spirit? It's all the above. All the above. Amen. This is Wonder in Reality. We want to partner with you. We need your support. We ask for your prayers. We want to pray with you, pray for you, and we need your donations to keep this going. We've published books, but it takes finances, as you know, to do what we do, to publish books, to create websites, we create websites that proclaim the gospel. We have published books. We have a podcast. But I don't focus on that. But I want to focus on the glory of the Lord, the King of Glory, Jesus the Christ. There are practical things. It's common sense that there's different phases and levels of walking with Him that we must go deeper. And I believe there are four phases of walking with God, three with the Holy Spirit. And it's all in John chapters 3, 4, and 7. Amen. I encourage you to read those chapters. Number 1, born again. Number 2, born of water and the Spirit. Number 3, a fountain of water springing up to everlasting life. And number 4, rivers of water flowing from someone's innermost being. That's our spirit person. Amen. Here's another both and. Is it about letting go or is it about holding on to God Almighty through Jesus Christ? It's both. Letting go of our old nature and all of our past and the letting go, you know, forgiving people and letting and forgetting, you know, I think the Holy Spirit can deliver us from those things that you know, that bind us. Yes, amen. Is it being still and being a soldier in action? Both. See, it all depends on what is the right time, right? There's Ecclesiastes. There's a time for everything under the sun. Is it about being quiet or is it about speaking the word of God? Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. It's both. So I listen to the great man of God's teachings, and a lot of times he'll say things that are contradictory. Well, he's not contradicting himself, because our walk with Jesus Christ is our everything and our only thing. When we get this, here's the whole, you know, if there's one main key, it's, as I've said before, it's knowing the Holy Spirit. When we meet Him, everything makes sense, and we begin again in this walk with Jesus, and every day we go from glory to glory, from faith to faith, from hope to hope, from higher to higher to higher. Always going higher. God's always going higher. He's always, glory to God. Thanks for listening. More soon.